Well, happy Friday, everybody. My name is Josh, and welcome to the Dark Delight Show. You know, there's so much happening in the world. It's so hard to cover it all in just 1 hour's time. But listen, if you guys want to get a call in, that's what kind of our Fridays are for, is if you guys want to call, ask a question, have a conversation, this is the perfect day to do it. You can give me a call at 585-346-3000. Again, that number is 585-346-3000 or toll-free at 866-552-1009. To get started today, man, I checked out the news this morning, and I'm like, what is going on here? This is as if something I said before is beginning to happen. Now, this week, we've went over a lot of different things. Legality, we went over the firestorm event in detail. And in the firestorm event, I talk about the housing market bubble burst. And I mentioned things like the housing moratorium. I mentioned things in the sense of the loan deferment program that was going on under Donald Trump that came about because of COVID-19, to where people basically put their mortgages in deferment for 3, 6, 12, 18, 24 plus months. Now, this happened because a lot of people were forced not to go to work, right? They were told they can't go to work. And some people worked from home, but a lot of people were just told to stay home. Some people had to stay home because their children were home during COVID. So this was not unto their own fault. But yet, the banks came out there and said, hey, look, we're going to work with you. So they gave them, I think it was actually a deferment, but what they gave them is the ability to put their mortgage on hold for a short amount of time. But while they put their mortgage on hold, they can still pay their mortgage. But the short-term hold, when they don't pay it, anything that is due back for the mortgage will have to be paid back at a later date. It'll be considered a short-term loan that would have to be paid back within 2 years, and the balance would be tacked on to your mortgage. And here's the kicker, is if you default on that payback, you also default on your mortgage. You see how they did that? Do you see how they organized all of that? Well, from NPR today, home prices could fall in some U.S. cities. here's the why. Now, I know NPR is being optimistic here that home prices could fall. And the reason home prices are going to fall is because, well, people stop buying them. Is supply and demand doesn't work out that well. A new report today came out and said U.S. mortgage rates continue the rise, now at 5.3%, the highest level since 2009. So as housing prices decrease, or as housing mortgage rates increase, less people are going to want to buy a house because they're going to want to wait for a more stable economic system and lower rates. They don't want to pay 2009 5.3% levels. Well, what else is going here? Because there's more happening here than really meets the eye, isn't there? If we remember Joe Biden's infrastructure plan, this came out in 2021. There is a really interesting provision in there which was signed in the law. I've mentioned this a few times on this show before. But Joe Biden's infrastructure bill plan calls for cities to limit single-family zoning and instead build affordable housing. And I love the title of the article from the USA Today because it says cities. No, no, no. This was done primarily in suburban and rural areas. This was done to basically all those Trump counties throughout the United States. They were the ones that this was forced upon. And basically they came out and said, hey, to comply with ESG standards, environmental, social, and governance, which is DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion fall under, your zoning requirements in many of these red counties are racist. I'm not joking. Go check this out. They said they're racist, that there's too many white people who own single family houses and there's no equity there. And so what they determined is that you had to remove that level from that 63-64% of all zoning permits given that produce these single family houses for what they would consider white people, and reduced that to somewhere around 24 to 27% for single family houses, and then take that difference and start building multifamily complexes that will accept Section 8 and affordable housing subsidies from the government. Now think about what that does. Think about what that does to the value of your home. Think about what that does to your community. And I'm not being indifferent here. What I'm trying to say is that traditionally, when we've seen apartment complexes or condos or multifamily units move into a neighborhood, there is a decrease in the value of the property, especially if this is a small community with single family homes. And so you had the devaluation of the land right there, of the house right there. The other part of this is that where are these people going to be coming from? Why do we need multifamily and apartments, multifamily housing in these rural areas? Are they expecting some increase in population over the next few years into these suburban and rural areas? They must be if they're going to be build multifamily complexes. Now, this gets even more interesting because the same time that Joe Biden's infrastructure bill was coming out, BlackRock, we all know who BlackRock is. BlackRock, the mega global corporation, the fourth branch of the United States federal government. Yes, they were brought on under Donald Trump to help run the Federal Reserve and to basically help perform quantitative easing within the economic systems. They have, I think, about $21 trillion of assets under management from various different pensions. They utilize those pensions, which are taxpayer funded, to basically go out there and undermine the U.S. Constitution. But no one's paying attention to that. The Larry Fink, the chairman of BlackRock, is a member of the World Economic Forum's Strategic Development. So, you know, these guys are very well connected, and they're one of the public assets that are the motivators for everything that's coming about through the Great Reset. At the same time that this infrastructure bill came out, BlackRock was buying up, and by the way, they still are, was buying up homes throughout the United States. But how they did it is what caught the attention of people. See, BlackRock owns basically every company traded on every stock market in the world. Go to Yahoo Finance, go to any company you can think of. Go look at the top shareholders. It's going to be BlackRock and Vanguard, because they basically own a bit of everything. Well, BlackRock also is part owner in the MLS Data Systems Technologies. This is the technology that actually lists homes for sale so realtors can find them and trade and exchange them. Well, what BlackRock was doing is once the home was listed on MLS, they would pull it out of the public view and they immediately buy it 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% above market value. Why were they paying for homes in California and throughout the United States at sometimes 70 to 80% of market value before it even got to a public listing? Did they know something? At the same time that Joe Biden's infrastructure bill is going out there, basically rezoning American counties to where they have to decrease the amount of permits for single family houses and increase the amount of permits for multifamily complexes. Isn't this interesting? Well, I think BlackRock understands that if they own all these houses, and a lot of my colleagues were like, well, you know what they're going to do is they're just going to rent them out, and so they're going to make money off of them. They're going to join the real estate market. No, that's not what they're doing. See, BlackRock is planning on something that we're now seeing indications of right now. If you remember when I talked about the Firestorm event, I said that they want you homeless. They want you on the streets. And I'll get into a little bit more about why they want that here in a second. But a new report came out just last month. Foreclosure filings were up 160% this year. 160%. That actual number is about 220% right now because this article is new, is old. Foreclosures are up over 200% in 2022. I wonder why. Is it because Donald Trump had a housing moratorium on the bank's loans to the people during COVID-19? Those loans that the banks gave to the people said, hey, look, you don't have to pay your mortgage for 6, 12, 18 months. The banks considered those short-term loans, 2 years paid off. Well, Donald Trump put a housing a moratorium on it. Joe Biden renewed it. Supreme Court back in August of 2021 came out and said, nope, president doesn't have that authority. You can't do that. Until they lifted the moratorium. We're going to get more into this, the housing crisis that's coming and pending here in just a few minutes after a message from our sponsors. Hey guys, Josh here. Mike Lindell of MyPillow has been an amazing patriot supporting President Trump and conservative and Christian values throughout the last 4 to 5 years with everything that's been going on. We ask you to go out to MyPillow.com and help support Mike Lindell as well as myself and this show, The Dark to Light Show, with using promo code RPP to save up to 66% on your purchase.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The world is becoming more unglued by the day. Local consequences are now showing up. We are seeing sky-high gas prices, higher food prices, shortages, and more. How should you respond? Go to redpills.tv/patriot. That's redpills.tv/patriot. And secure your long-term emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is by far the largest preparedness company in America. They're in stock and shipping quickly in unmarked boxes to your door. Their emergency food supplies last up to 25 years in storage. When you need it, it'll be there. Lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Get free shipping on any order over $99. Again, go to redpills.tv/patriot. The global financial system is on the verge of collapse. Here in the United States of America, we have rising inflation, rising cost of goods and services from gas to food. We have supply chain disruptions. We have the incompetent presidency of the United States of America running the U.S. dollar into the ground by debasing it, by radicalized spending and printing. There is only one thing in this world right now that is a worthy investment that has been the hedge for inflation year after year. Guys, that's gold and silver. Look, I invest in gold and silver, and there's no reason why you should not either. My buddy, Dr. Kirk Elliott, is an economist and financial advisor, and he is amazing at what he does by helping you get your 401ks, your IRAs, or just helping you purchase gold and silver bullion. You can give him a call at 720-605-3900 or go to getgoldtoday.com and let him know that Josh from the Red Pill Project sent you.
Dark to Light with Josh Reed.
I was just mentioning about the infrastructure bill and a little provision that was in there in the sense of the rezoning of these areas, of these counties throughout the United States from single-family housing to multifamily complexes. We talked about BlackRock's buy-up of all these single-family homes and what they plan to do with them. And then I just said that foreclosure filings are up over 200% this year. And this has a lot to do with the moratorium that was lifted back in August 2021 by the Supreme Court pertaining to the short-term forbearance loans that were given to families that did not pay their mortgage during COVID-19. Well, I'm afraid to say that this number is going to increase, that foreclosures are going to continue to increase. Think about this as people who have variable loans or those balloon loans, right? Those variable rate loans. They're now paying more on their mortgage. Most people, most families right now are living paycheck to paycheck. Most families can't afford that increase a percentage on their mortgage. It's almost like this was planned. It's almost as if they knew this was going to happen. Goldman Sachs, one of the other big boys in the massive financial institution world, one of the backed firms by Goldman Sachs, buys an entire Florida community for $45 million. Oh, no joke. A pair of Goldman Sachs-backed ventures gobbled up an entire rental home community in Florida last month for a cool $45 million. Fundrise Interval Fund and Growth E REIT 7 picked up 87 single-family properties in Brevard County as part of the ongoing Southern spending spree. Fundrise previously snatched up 120-unit development in Pensacola and has been pouring money into other rental developments in states like South Carolina and Mississippi. Why are they buying up single-family houses? These people don't want to be landlords. These investment funds don't want to be landlords. They know what comes next. They understand when Klaus Schwab's "you will own nothing and you will be happy," what that truly means. See, our founding fathers were incredibly intelligent. They had a forevision that was impeccable to see all different types of scenarios that could come about. And you know, in the original Constitution, they said that you had to be a landowner in order to vote. Now, think about that logic. They wanted people who were educated, who ran businesses, who were dependent upon the laws governing them to make a living. That would be a landowner back in the late 18th century, early 19th century. If you were a landowner during that time, you utilized that land to make money, to provide for your family, which means that if your local, state, or federal government was passing laws, you wanted to know what those laws were because they were going to affect you and your money and taxes and all these other things. This is why that was in there. For people to vote, they needed to be landowners. Well, let me tell you this, is many hundred years later, things haven't changed. In order for your vote to count, you have to be a landowner. It's called a lobby these days. And see, big corporations, billionaires, and elitists, and foreign nationals are the ones that own all the land in the United States of America. You know, American home or American land ownership, not home ownership, land ownership is down year after year. It's decreased almost 8% this last year. And people that own homes who hold mortgages don't own their home. The bank owns their homes. The financial institutions own more real estate on this planet than anybody else. Now, think about this in a sense, right? The banks own the mortgage, which holds the deed to the property. We're seeing these large financial institutions, okay, the large financial institutions are the ones that loan out capital to the smaller banks and to the businesses so they can do their daily, weekly, monthly work. So, you know, shipping and manufacturing companies can cover the bill to ship large supply chains overseas. Banks have to give that capital. Those are the large financial institutions. Those are the central banks that regulate that interbanking aspect. Where am I going with this? We are on the brink of a massive housing meltdown and financial bubble that's going to burst in the housing market. These financial institutions are buying up these properties dirt cheap. And they're buying them up dirt cheap because they know what comes next. They understand what is going to happen next. They understand that once the housing market collapses, that once Americans are forced out of their houses, they'll be looking for affordable housing. They'll be looking for Section 8 housing. The government will utilize taxpayer dollar to put these families in the rural communities, in the suburbia, into multifamily complexes. This is the plan. The plan is to get you out of your home. Now, I've talked about this, is that there's a massive financial bubble that is about to burst. There's a financial black swan event about to happen anytime. I would suspect after November, but anytime. In the midst of that, people are going to lose their jobs. Businesses are going to shut down. We have a new variant of the virus coming about. And what happens when the financial collapse happens? And that small hometown bank or Chase or Wells Fargo who holds your mortgage has to call in that loan to pay off their debt. Their debt goes to the larger financial institutions, Goldman Sachs, BlackRock. And Goldman Sachs and BlackRock have to pay off their debt to the central bankers. If you remember in 1929, the stock market crashed. This is exactly what the bankers did. Is the international bankers, the globalist bankers, the big banking cartels of the early 1900s. They loaned out the overnight liquidity to all these smaller banks so these banks could go out there and do business. They utilize these banks to fund businesses, for short-term loans and short-term capital for businesses, as well as give personal loans and housing loans out. In just one night, those central bankers called in all those loans. And when they do a call on a loan, that means that that loan is not going to be paid over 70 or 60 or 50 months anymore. No, it needs to be paid overnight, the next day. And every time that you enter a loan agreement with a bank, a mortgage with that bank, they have the option to call in that loan at any point in any time. You'd have think that Congress, since 1929, would have made some kind of law protecting Americans from that. No, they didn't. And see, what's going to happen here is we're in a liquidity crunch right now between these financial institutions. The large financial institutions I'm talking about, very few of them have liquidity for overnight. They don't have money to give to banks, to businesses, to people. This is why we have rising inflation. This is why they do quantitative easing. This is why the Federal Reserve has printed $20 plus trillion dollars in excess U.S. dollars to pump into the interbanking sector of the financial industry. Hey guys, Josh here. Mike Lindell of MyPillow has been an amazing patriot supporting President Trump and conservative and Christian values throughout the last 4 to 5 years with everything that's been going on. We ask you to go out to MyPillow.com and help support Mike Lindell as well as myself and this show, The Dark to Light Show, with using promo code RPP to save up to 66% on your purchase.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The world is becoming more unglued by the day. Local consequences are now showing up. We are seeing sky-high gas prices, higher food prices, shortages, and more. How should you respond? Go to redpills.tv/patriot. That's redpills.tv/patriot. And secure your long-term emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is by far the largest preparedness company in America. They're in stock and shipping quickly in unmarked boxes to your door. Their emergency food supplies last up to 25 years in storage. When you need it, it'll be there. Lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Get free shipping on any order over $99. Again, go to redpills.tv/patriot. The global financial system is on the verge of collapse. Here in the United States of America, we have rising inflation, rising cost of goods and services from gas to food. We have supply chain disruptions. We have the incompetent presidency of the United States of America running the U.S. dollar into the ground by debasing it by radicalized spending and printing. There is only one thing in this world right now that is a worthy investment that has been the hedge for inflation year after year. Guys, that's gold and silver. Look, I invest in gold and silver, and there's no reason why you should not either. My buddy, Dr. Kirk Elliott, is an economist and financial advisor, and he is amazing at what he does by helping you get your 401ks, your IRAs, or just helping you purchase gold and silver bullion. You can give him a call at 720-605-3900 or go to getgoldtoday.com and let him know that Josh from the Red Pill Project sent you.
Dark to Light with Josh Reed.
All right, we are back with the Dark to Light Show. If you guys want to go ahead and give me a call, 585-346-3000 or toll-free at 866-552-1009. We're talking about the pending financial collapse that is inbound, the Black Swan event that I suspect will happen sometime after the November elections. But most important, we're talking about your land, your property, your right as an American citizen to own part of America. That's what the founding fathers envisioned, is that Americans would own America. They would own the land of America. But instead we've seen multinationalist corporations, billionaires, elitists, and even governments coming in, swiping in, and taking our land and buying it up. I'm a proud supporter that no foreign entity, no foreign country should be able to own land in this country. Every country has some type of provision where if a foreign national comes in to buy land, that land has to be monitored and the registration has to go actually through the government, like Mexico. You actually don't own the land. The government holds the deed. Why is that different in the United States of America? You know, if you're coming to this country, if you're a multi-billionaire foreign corporation and you're coming over here and you're buying up land, that should be a red flag to our sovereignty, our freedoms, our liberties here in America. It should be only Americans who can buy land or people who have been here long enough that we consider them Americans. You know, it becomes interesting because this housing market bubble that we're in right now, and I don't like to call it a bubble because I think in some geographic places the prices of housing is relatively average and normal. In some places it's really overpriced. Where I'm at right now, the value of my house has gone up almost 50%, about 50 or 60% in the last few years, which is astronomical in the sense of the value of a house. But what they are doing, how they are manipulating the system, they want you homeless. They want you on the streets. They want you begging the government. See, this is the thing. They want to usher in a communist socialist dictatorship in the United States. We almost actually already have it right now. Socialism is incredibly rampant within our economic system, and communism is already being implemented within our political systems. But they want the land, the property. They want to take it away from people. I had a friend of mine that said, you know, they can come and take my land and the property. They can try. I'll have my guns ready, right? Well, here's the problem with that. If you're ready for the Civil War, the Revolution, as a lot of people have talked about in the world, right? And this is one of our constitutionally protected amendments, as well as it's part of the legal documentation of our country, the foundational legal documentation, the Declaration of Independence, that we have the ability to remove a government when it becomes destructive to a means through any means necessary, and that's through the Second Amendment. If by any chance it does go that way, you know. But he said, you know, they can come for my guns, but I'll be sitting in my home. What happens when they come for your home? I'll take my guns with me. Where are you going to take them? To my buddy's land. What happens when they come for your buddy's land? Then we have a standoff. Well, then you're done. Then it's over. And see, it's the other aspect of this housing crisis, is that when they start coming for people's houses, you're going to be very limited on what you can take with you, especially if you don't have a place to go, especially if you don't have a backup house or backup land or backup property, especially if you don't know what comes next, if the economy is unpredictable, if we're in the midst of a dark winter, if we're in the midst of a global financial collapse that occurs after a Black Swan event and people aren't working, and the bank calls in the loan on your mortgage and you are forced out after 3 months. What are you going to take with you? This is why I urge everybody to go out there and buy an acre, 5 acres, whatever it is, a few acres of land. Buy a few acres of land somewhere remote that's easy to get to and go to the county. Okay, this is the important part. Go to the county. Find out how much your taxes are for that property every year. And then negotiate with the county and say, hey, I will pay this off for 10, 20, 30, or 50 years up front. And so you're getting a 5,000, you know, or sorry, you're getting a 5-acre plot of land with the taxes paid off on it for the next 10 to, you know, decade or two decades, which means that you won't have to pay on that land for almost a decade to 20 years. If that's the case, they come for your house. Okay. See you later. I'm going to my land. Still a landowner in America. And that's a true landowner right there in America. It's someone who goes out there and buys the land. Then you can utilize that land to live, to grow on, to survive. It's important. Because we're starting to see this whole world be turned upside down. We have the rising gas prices as well. And this is a scary, scary thing with the rising gas prices. And now we're starting to see many counties, cities, and states come out and produce bills that ban the excess gasoline prices price hike. This is good news. This is good news. And one of the ways they're doing that is by reducing the gas taxes. Did you know that gas is much, much cheaper than you're actually paying at the pump? It's just the federal government and the environmental organization of the federal government take a whole bunch of taxes out at the pump. And so the government can ease the amount of gas prices right now very easily. But that local, that state, and that federal government, they want their share. They want their share so you can be hurt in your pocketbook. So your family can't eat tonight because you need to put gas in your car because the federal government wanted their fair share. And rightfully so, Joe Biden's poll numbers this last week have tanked with more than 80% of registered voters saying that the country is heading in the wrong direction. You know, Dr. Ron Paul, former congressman, was a gentleman that I admired greatly. Still alive, still kicking. I still admire him, but he's no longer a serving congressman. And he was, they call him Dr. No in Congress because he voted no on every single bill because he looked at it as inappropriate spending and allocation of taxpayer dollars. Is that we're sending money overseas. Why? Why are we sending money overseas when we have sick, homeless, poor, and hungry people here in the United States of America? Well, his son, Rand Paul, is a senator in the United States Senate. And Rand Paul just blocked the $40 billion of Ukraine, citing, we have inflation at home. We have this problem with spending and printing money, which is producing massive inflation and hurting Americans at home. And you want to continuously give money to Ukraine, to foreign countries? This is ridiculous. You remember last year, Joe Biden, he gave what was it, $24 million to the country of Turkey to produce a program for gender studies. This is, well, you know, this is necessary spending. We need to spend this money because, you know, the people need it. Turkey needs $24 million to open a program on gender studies. No. This money doesn't go towards those programs. This money goes to third-party NGOs, nonprofits, philanthropies, and other organizations that operate out of these countries. The money goes to the countries. Those countries give it to those third parties. And those third parties funnel that money right back into the pockets of politicians and the campaigns of politicians, into the super PACs and the multi-organizations. See, the taxpayers fund George Soros. The taxpayers fund the World Economic Forum. The taxpayers are funding the New World Order. That is truth. Mike Pence has turned on Donald Trump. He will campaign with Governor Brian Kemp in Georgia just before the primary. Now, if you know anybody in Georgia, you need to give them a call and you need to tell them to go vote for a woman by the name of Candace Taylor, Dr. Candace Taylor. She is an amazing human being, a good friend of mine, and running for governor right now in Georgia. And she is doing an excellent job and has a really, really good chance of winning that primary. So let's hope and pray for Candace Taylor there, in that she has the edge up over Kemp. Missouri, Louisiana attorney generals have filed a lawsuit against Dr. Fauci, Joe Biden, Jen Psaki for colluding with big tech to censor free speech and information on the internet. And this is good. There's multiple other states that have come forth as well that are suing them. And they're suing them for the utilization of big tech to censor people's speech and opinions pertaining to the vaccine, COVID-19. Huh, isn't that interesting? You would assume Congress would get involved with this at some point. The Senate would get involved with this at some point. Hey guys, Josh here. Mike Lindell of MyPillow has been an amazing patriot, supporting President Trump and conservative and Christian values throughout the last 4 to 5 years with everything that's been going on. We ask you to go out to MyPillow.com and help support Mike Lindell, as well as myself and this show, The Dark Delight Show, with using promo code RPP to save up to 66% on your purchase.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The world is becoming more unglued by the day. Local consequences are now showing up. We are seeing sky-high gas prices, higher food prices, shortages, and more. How should you respond? Go to redpills.tv/patriot. That's redpills.tv/patriot. And secure your long-term emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is by far the largest preparedness company in America. They're in stock and shipping quickly in unmarked boxes to your door. Their emergency food supplies last up to 25 years in storage. When you need it, it'll be there. Lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Get free shipping on any order over $99. Again, go to redpills.tv/patriot. The global financial system is on the verge of collapse. Here in the United States of America, we have rising inflation, rising cost of goods and services from gas to food. We have supply chain disruptions. We have the incompetent presidency of the United States of America running the U.S. dollar into the ground by debasing it, by radicalized spending and printing. There is only one thing in this world right now that is a worthy investment that has been the hedge for inflation year after year. Guys, that's gold and silver. Look, I invest in gold and silver, and there's no reason why you should not either. My buddy, Dr. Kirk Elliott, is an economist and financial advisor, and he is amazing at what he does by helping you get your 401ks, your IRAs, or just helping you purchase gold and silver bullion. You can give him a call at 720-605-3900 or go to getgoldtoday.com and let him know that Josh from the Red Pill Project sent you.
Dark Delight with Josh Reed.
We're going to go to the phones real quick. We're going to talk to Keith. Keith, what's up, man?
Just a fast comment. You mentioned Pence turning against Trump. The other Kentucky Senator, Mitch McConnell, is said to have lucrative contracts with China. We know on the Democrat side that Nancy Pelosi's made tens of millions of dollars while being in Congress. Senator Dianne Feinstein from California, her husband over the many years has had many lucrative contracts. The Feinsteins have gotten super rich. So I am a Trump supporter, but I'm wondering if people such as you and us on our side, that we are out ahead of Trump's people on this. By comment closing, I'm concerned that if Trump and the Republicans hopefully get in there, that even our side will not stop, by example, BlackRock from taking away people's homes. I think it's the problem of big business throughout both major parties. And I'm just asking in closing whether you feel the Republicans are going to do any better than the Dems in saving everyone's homes.
Well, they're not. and thanks for the call, Keith. They're not, because that's the GOP. It's the right wing of the same bird, right? So we have the left wing and the right wing. It's the same. These people are just as corrupt, and they're not going to do anything. It doesn't, you know, if we get American First candidates in there, we might have a good chance, but they're going to still have the rhinos and the people that are potentially going to be rhinos in the near future. I appreciate that call, Keith. John, what's up, man?
Hey, Josh. Yeah, you were talking earlier, and I heard part of what Keith said. I think I'm kind of relating that topic, the same topic. Anyways, I heard you talking about the Chinese buying up land in the Midwest and everything. And, you know, the thing that really bothers me is this. Not only are the Bidens in bed with the communist Chinese, you had Dianne Feinstein and I think Barbara Boxer, among probably a lot of others. And also, what really bothers me is Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, I think, did a lot of good for the Republican Party over time. He was responsible for getting these so-called conservative judges into the Supreme Court in the last few years, and I applaud him for that. But Mitch McConnell should be thrown out in a leadership position. Him and you probably know more about this than I do. As far as I know, Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, is part of a her father owns a Chinese company that deals a lot with communist China in transportation. And mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell has a huge conflict. I mean, this is unbelievable to me. Not only do the Bidens have a huge conflict, but Mitch McConnell does. I think he should be thrown out of his position as Senate Majority Leader next year. What are your thoughts?
John, thank you for the call. Much appreciated. I agree with you 100%. You know, there's a reason why they call him Cocaine Mitch. They call him Cocaine Mitch. Remember Madison Cawthorn went to this party in D.C., got invited to this party, and he said it was an orgy, and they were doing cocaine. And so we know that the party was most likely at Speaker McCarthy's house, and the cocaine was probably bought by Mitch. And so the rumor is that a lot of this fentanyl, a lot of this cocaine actually comes over through the shipping company that Elaine Chao's father owns from China. And that Mitch McConnell's, the business was actually investigated and convicted with smuggling cocaine. And so, yeah, Mitch McConnell needs to go. I 100% agree. And the communist infiltration into this country, it's massive. Like you were saying, they've been buying up massive farmland throughout the Midwest and throughout the United States, as well as real estate, single-family houses, just like BlackRock and Goldman Sachs. There's other angles as well, as they've infiltrated many aspects of our government. There's Phil Haney had talked about this a lot. He was a DHS whistleblower under Barack Obama, and he was eventually, double tapped in the head with a suicide, if you know what I mean by that. And he talked about the Chinese infiltration, the Muslim Brotherhood infiltration into our society, into our government, into our politic, and how bad it really was. And, you know, you mentioned Dianne Feinstein, and Dianne Feinstein's driver for 30 years, the man who drove her around for 30 years, was a Chinese spy. He was convicted under the Trump administration. You had Eric Swalwell and quite a few other congressmen that are Democrats from California, and little Adam Schiff and so forth. Remember Fang Fang? Fang Fang was the Chinese spy that was sleeping with all these high Democrat politicians. So this is real. We have Joe Biden, Hunter Biden relationship directly connected into China, financed through China. The Chinese Communist Party is legit. They are going to stop at nothing. But there's other aspects of China. There's a fifth column operating in China. And I think that's where a lot of this actually comes from. It's the multinationalists in China that operate the Communist Party outside of the actual political structure. You know, we had Congressman Jim Banks from Indiana this week, Republican from Indiana. He launches a bill to target communists. Yeah, this just came out this week. The legislation proposed by Representative Jim Banks largely aims to block foreign propagandists, particularly those linked to governments of China and Russia, from exploiting America's H-1B Bravo visa visa program for skilled workers to infiltrate the United States. Why is he doing that? Because he understands that the H-1B visa is utilized to bring people over to infiltrate our country, our educational systems. You know, we've educated more Chinese and communist people in our education systems than probably any other country. We've educated more terrorist leaders in our country than any other country. Why do we do that? Why does our country sponsor and support this? You got to ask yourself. You know, the bill, it doesn't spell out whether the visa application can be approved or self-declared communist. But basically, it's saying that the Communist Visa Transparency Act, I can't speak today, would apply to visa applicants from all countries. Applicants in China would traditionally be asked to declare whether they have any present or past affiliation with their country's military, law enforcement, or security forces. We just got a few minutes left, and you're wrapping the day up. We talked a lot of stuff today, a lot of different topics. I just recommend, you know, express your American freedoms. Go out there and buy an acre of land. Go out there, buy 2 or 3 acres of land, 5 acres of land, whatever it is. Pay those taxes off for a decade. Have a place to fall back on in case something happens. You know, the world's very unpredictable right now. We know Joe Biden has warned us of a dark winter. We know that there's a pending black swan event inbound and incoming. And the best thing that we can do as Americans is prepare. I mentioned My Patriot Supply. Look, that's one of my primary sponsors. They support me and they support you. Easiest way to get there is redpills.tv/patriot. That's how we get the credit for that. And so if you guys want to help support us in that way, that'd be awesome by visiting our sponsor there. But listen, go out there, buy some land. Be an American.